Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
My eyes are very important to me.
Girl, do something else.
Caitlin Clark is white. Megan Rapinoe.
Let's hate,
huh? Rock it to the door. You got another leak of it.
We all are right.
I'm not going to have that rap for Sama Fuji. Wouldn't ever got past the one. Anyway.
Magistics.
Finally, but not last.
Gloria. Gloria.
Hondo people.
I'm sorry.
On the welcome site in the neighborhood, a developer is being greedy.
The first tonight.
There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
This gets me every time.
The hole
Such
in the sky.
Such a lack of light and sound.
I love this song.
All that's left is bare muddy ground. A magnificent tree was murdered. The mighty dollar cut it down.
That's right.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. Stand up. There's a hole in the sky
Stand up.
Where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. Laws protect exceptional trees.
Okay.
But the city
Apparently
grants
you don't love it,
exemptions to these.
Well, verse 2.
Yeah.
That is something that
it's kinda
I have
like the national
not
anthem.
Heard before.
You feel very patriotic, and then you're like, wait, there's another?
Is it over yet?
There's another part of this? I love anytime someone does a protest or this way, or you see the people standing on the side of the roads, like the flags, you know?
Got a wall.
And certainly this, yeah. Like, that lady sat around her house and took her valuable, somewhat valuable time, and wrote that. Like
yeah, she sure did.
She sat down and was like, that's it. These sons of bitches.
That's right.
I have had enough
She's
of this.
She's passionate.
And I'm going to sit down. Like she took days, hours, weeks.
I don't know about that.
And crafted a song,
She's
right?
She's a musician, you know.
She's a musician. She crafted that thing, practiced it, and then took it to this. I wonder, like, when she was, like, getting ready for the city council, she's like, they have no idea what's
Before
coming.
I knew, like, the origin of this, I honestly thought it was, like, Kristen Wiig doing an SNL skit. That's what it sounds like to me.
It's a Seattle City Commission.
Yeah. So she sat there all day and was like, I am going to just burn a hole through every one of these people with this protest song.
On the welcome site in the neighborhood, a developer is being greedy. There's a hole in the sky.
Can we stop right there? Are they being greedy or are they just
doing what a developer does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But
capitalism is greed, so yeah. You're going down a whole rabbit hole.
I think that's where we're... Yeah.
So she finished that, got in her Subaru or Nissan Leaf, whatever, all powered on her own self-worth, and went home.
God.
And when she got home, was she just like, you know what? Showed them. Did a lot of good work today. We got
unwelcome sight in the neighborhood.
And then the next day, guess what? They cut down all the damn trees and built that up, whatever they were going to build.
Did they? How do you know that? Are you reporting a follow-up to the Seattle tree song?
I am.
She was denied her request?
I'm guessing that whatever she was asking for with her Bob Dylan-esque protest song.
Request denied.
Exactly. And the developer built whatever they were going to build.
They probably paved Paradise and put up a parking lot.
Yes.
Boy, I love that.
That was a great reference. See, Buckley, see what happens when you pay attention to the show?
Yeah, you can actually contribute.
Were you listening to the dude's story?
Say funny things.
Unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy. There's a hole in the sky where a tree once
also
stood.
Also not true.
No.
Technically.
No. But it's like sometimes I'll be driving around and you
such
just see someone like over an overpass.
All that
just one person with a flag and
ground.
I'm like,
a magnificent tree was murdered.
Murdered.
The mighty dollar cut it down.
Not always, but
there's a hole in the sky where the tree once was.
Stand up!
Somebody's making money. Stand up! There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money.
I just imagine she's talking to her husband.
Yeah.
He needs to support me.
It actually was.
It was so.
Yeah. But the city grants exemptions to these. Instead, they reward the developer's greed and sanction the murderer's deeds. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money.
Everybody!
There's a hole in the sky where the tree
someone's
once was.
In.
Somebody's making money. No more leaves shimmering with golden light. No more gentle shedding of rain.
There is zero
nor
hesitation to start that next verse.
Rustling in the wind. Now nothing remains.
Yeah!
That hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money.
What do you think
money.
The commission was thinking
there's a hole
at
in
this
the
point.
Sky in the sky. Instead of a spreading canopy. There's a hole in the
it's
sky
a little wonky
in the
there.
Sky.
Didn't quite fit that one in.
Instead of a 90-year-old tree. There's a hole in the sky in the sky.
Bringing it.
That tree did not belong to you or me. There's a hole in the sky where the tree should be.
Hell yeah, lady. And I think it was her husband because there is video of that. And there was some old hippie guy right next to her.
Stand up!
Who I, you know, obviously was probably horrified to be doing that.
Probably.
But supporting his wife.
Sure.
You know, we've all been in that spot, right?
Buckley, pretty much on a daily basis, I'm guessing.
Where your wife wants to sing at city council, but you don't
yeah,
want to
yeah, that's
go
exactly
along.
How that goes.
That's how you got speed
bumps.
That's
exactly
how you got
right.
speed bumps at your in your neighborhood. But I just, instead of the city council, I would have just liked to have seen what the developer was thinking.
Go out and sing that to the developers. When they pull up their machinery.
Developers.
What does she think? What do you think she thinks of this?
Guessing she's very.
I mean, he got the crowd support.
Yeah,
so.
They were loving it.
Or the better part would have been had the developer had a counter song. He's like, wait. Before you make any judgments, hear Bowl songs. And then he sings his counter song to hers. Like, what if he planted trees, huh? What if as part of his developmental plan that he planted more trees?
Yeah.
And he's like, suck
that's
it,
what
lady.
They make you do in Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah!
And you're right. This poor bastard here, which I'm assuming is the husband.
Are you watching the vid?
Yeah, I'm watching the vid.
Yeah, you think that's her husband?
That's the husband. He's wearing his disheveled Seahawks t-shirt. He's got some sweet side hair. He doesn't want to be there. He didn't have a choice.
He doesn't have a choice.
No. That's one of those that he woke up that morning and was like, damn it.
He signed up for this a long time ago and now he's just along for the ride.
He knows.
He's like, he's not making eye contact with anybody. He's just looking around until she turns to him and says,
stand up.
He's like, oh, yeah.
When was the last time you were in this situation with the BTJ?
Where I had to do something like that?
Yeah, it's like,
I'm trying to think too. The last time that it was really like, oh man, we're doing this. I'm called to the carpet. Right now, there's a battle in my house. She wants to get matching pajamas for Christmas morning.
Oh,
for
dear.
Everybody. Yeah.
I can't think
that's
of...
a staple of the Buckley house.
Is
of
it? Course
oh,
it is.
Yeah. Once we started it once we had kids. We're like, we'll all wear the same thing on Christmas morning.
And by the way...
Who do I do a show with? Now, whose idea was that?
Whose do you think it was? it was the little guy. No, it was my wife.
Yeah. There was...
Fair point.
So... She ordered matching PJs.
So you already have them.
No, but here's the best part. So she ordered matching pajamas. She did not order me a set of matching pajamas because she knew that I would not wear them. And she was very angry about that, right? So it was one of those, just kind of yelling at me. And I was like, it was a wise move to not order me pajamas. You would have wasted $90. Like they're like onesies.
$90?
Yeah, like really nice. Like, and so they show up, right? So they show up at the house. And open them up, and they're like really nice, like onesie thick, like plush pajamas. So she's all excited about it.
What's on them?
They're striped.
Yoda's an S?
Yeah, it's like some. It's like they're Christmas themed. There's like snowflakes, and they're striped and whatnot.
Huh. Well, you're a snowflake.
Yeah, and I made the mistake as she was opening them to be like, what, I didn't get one? It's like, for heaven's sakes, I see
that. Oh, that really pissed her off.
Oh, yeah, it did not. It did not go well. So, and then she yelled at me, said she was going to order me some, like flipped me off and then stormed into the other
room.
Yeah,
see, now I think she might order you some and you won't wear them.
No.
So now it's just this idea of like, okay, do I order them?
Yeah.
Because now I want him to wear them and I'm pissed. Or do I not order them and save the money because he's not going to wear them?
Well, the fear is then like come Christmas morning. There will be a hole in it. There is a standoff somewhere.
Hole in the sky?
There will be a hole in the sky because there will be a vicious cockfight standoff. If she has the nerve to order me the onesie pajamas, do I have the backbone to not wear them Christmas morning? Because it's going to be a deal. It's going to be an issue. If those get ordered, and I may have overplayed my hand by making fun of them once they arrived, she's pretty pissed about that.
How many? So it's just you and... Her and
but yeah the
Zorin back?
Yeah, everyone's gonna be together, including the
they'll all be there.
The oldest is coming back from Korea.
Oh,
we're all going up to Canada for Christmas.
So all five of you will be together on Christmas morning.
And there's four
sets. They will be in PJs that match.
Yes.
And you will be
as of right now, I do not own a set of matching PJs.
Is that why can we talk what is
I don't know.
What is that about?
It's for photos.
It's for photos.
I think it's so you can share it with your family and friends and next year's Christmas card or whatever. I don't know.
It's the same idea as the over the fireplace family photo where you're all wearing the same
denim and a white button down shirt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy, I've never understood that.
And I just refuse to be a part of those reindeer games. I just won't do it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It just seems so stupid.
Leave me out of this.
Exactly. Well, I sent you guys the photo of the Buckley family, and look how darn happy we are.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
But
is,
you're not.
Every time I see that photo, I know for a fact that no one in that photo is happy, except for the mom.
Look at the Buckleys. Aww. So they've got the red and black lumberjack.
The buffalo check, yeah.
Checkered. Although, your wife... She's not wearing the top. She's got something black on.
Oh, she's like wearing a hoodie over her top.
Well, that's not acceptable.
Well,
this is all her idea.
You're gonna have to take it up with the boss.
Matching PJs.
You got the stockings up there. So traditional.
God,
Buckley's such a traditional man.
I just can't bring myself to do it. So, yeah, like every now and then, like that meets a. I run into that. It's usually something stupid and pointless. About things like that, and then she gets really mad at me because I just refuse. And then she just is like, why is this such a big deal to you? Why won't you just let me have my way? And look, it's a valid point, but at the same time...
That's the best argument she could make.
If it's fun for her and it's no skin off your nose, why not go along? Yeah, that argument's decent.
But it is skin
off
my nose.
It kind of is, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it would kill you to put on that onesie?
It would bother me.
It would kill you, but it's...
It would bother
me. I get it. I get it. I'm not wearing a onesie, but I'll do the, you know...
So are those... Is that what we saw there, the red, black checkers? Is that every year? Christmas morning?
Well, we've had them for 2 years, 3 years, so I guess. But I hadn't really thought about it.
Does it promote family unity? Like, does it send a message to
the... I think it promotes ununity. Because I don't want to do it.
Well, in your house it does.
Yeah.
But, like, in Buckley's house, and he's got littles, which is different than your kids. Does it help the kids understand that we're all in this together.
It kind of is an indicator, hey, this is a special occasion for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be good. I can see.
Isn't it just an indicator that your wife wants to take a photo and put it on Instagram and tell people that you're a happy
Who
family?
Says those two things have to be mutually exclusive?
You are the ultimate Grinch. You hate America, high school football, and Christmas.
I love Christmas.
That's true.
I wear a Santa hat.
Me too.
Christmas morning.
America, yeah!
I just don't understand what matching pajamas have to do with Christmas.
Some people find them fun.
You know what I don't like, and I think this goes just to a larger theme? I hate, it's my public mourning thing, right? When someone dies, the public grieving, you're not really grieving. You just want to let other people know that you're grieving. That bothers me. If I'm happy, I'm just happy. I don't need to let everyone know.
Well, some people want that support, you know? Like, they're grieving.
Do they?
Yes.
Or do they just want people to be like, look at me?
Well, how is it any different than putting lights on your house? Like, you're just being festive for the sake of the season.
People need other people, and they all need them in different ways. And if just because you don't, somebody else who loses somebody may need that. they might. It's a good support system for them.
But it's a lot of times, it's not even you that lost someone. Like, Kobe Bryant dies, and someone shows up at a sidewalk in L.A., lays on the ground sobbing while their friend videotapes him.
We all lost Kobe Bryant.
Like, you're just, you're not sad, you're just a douche. Kevin Garnett, this is my...
Why are you talking about that? What didn't you have a point here?
It's all the same thing. It's the public display. If it really meant that wearing those pajamas made everyone happy... And everyone was like, oh my God, this is wonderful. I would be willing to put on the pajamas.
Well, I think you're reading into it too far. It's just a fun thing to do.
It's not. It's so that you can take a photo and then tell everyone, look how perfect and wonderful we are. And that just...
Well, isn't that all of social media?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's kind of the whole point of the whole thing.
Which is probably why I'm going to have a black eye on Christmas morning, but I just don't... That I've never been able to get around the fake persona of look how great. Every Dateline murder starts with, it seemed like the perfect couple. And then you look at her Facebook page and she's like, date night with this cutie, luckiest girl alive, right until he murders you. I'm just convinced that enough Christmas PJs, enough weird wooded photos, and then one day it's like The Shining, the dude just snaps. And he's like, nope, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. So you start the process early and just say no. No, we're not doing this. Give me a Santa hat. Give me a glass of eggnog. I'll sing Christmas carols with you. Whatever you want. Matching pajamas? No.
So why is you wearing a Santa hat any more fun than someone else wearing matching PJs?
Fair question.
It's
just personal preference.
Because I actually like wearing my Santa hat.
See?
You don't like
but
wearing
other people could think it's dumb.
You don't like what wearing matching pajamas. You're just afraid to say no.
By the way, I think Deal's right. You probably come sliding down the staircase there with your Grinch outfit on, and you'd steal all the presents and run out the front door. Your kids are all sobbing and crying.
I am a festive man.
That's
on
a bet
Christmas.
You would, or that's a
bet. You're right.
That's a bit you would do.
Nah, I love Christmas.
You old Christmas
is very much apparently.
Christmas is amazing. I just love how somehow
I love Christmas with rules.
Exactly. Have to have matching pajamas, or it's not Christmas morning. What?
Do we have to break? Do we?
Probably.
Do we really?
I mean...
I think we do.
Yeah, probably.
I've got some cool stuff coming up, okay? So stick around on The Fan.
Rob's off right now buying matching PJs. I think he's ordering some on Amazon as we speak.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis.
Yeah. Hold on, he's here.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
But you won't shove Christmas because Christmas is wonderful. You love it. Who doesn't? Everyone loves Christmas.
Most people can suck it. You know, I was thinking while I was peeing, I was thinking that this is a question we should ask Joey Harrington tomorrow.
I bet he's a matching pajama guy.
He seems like it.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious now to find out whether he is or isn't.
I'm gonna put a significant chunk of money down.
I bet they do.
Well, don't you know who is and isn't a matching pajama?
It's a great question. It's why I was going through in my head. I'm like, I bet he does.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, well, I was at his house not too long ago, and I didn't really look, but the dead give would have been the matching family photo. You know, we're all wearing the same thing.
Yeah,
I didn't see that, but I also wasn't looking that closely.
He just strikes me as the type.
And then me too. And then I went through all the fan personalities in my head and tried to power rank who would be most likely to have matching Christmas jammies.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you right now, and now, I mean, it's cheating that we know, but Buckley would have been number one. I would have bet any amount of money that Ryan Buckley wore matching pajamas.
Well, I mean, I especially think right now with two young kids. Yeah,
you got two young
puts
kids.
Puts you squarely in that spot.
He was wife, minus 200.
Yeah, you have a wife that clearly dominates you. You're wearing matching pajamas, and you don't seem like the type that, no, Buck, you're a smart guy. Unlike me, you're a smart guy. You aren't going to cause unnecessary problems.
I just don't have that much of an issue with some pajamas.
He likes it. I thought the Spriggs might be a candidate.
Possibly.
I can see that.
I don't see Swigard doing that at any point.
What about the Harrahs?
Harrahs could be matching PJ guys.
I don't see it.
Maybe just the kids? Kids in matchings?
You know what? I don't have the feeling like I do for Buckley. I feel like the Harrahs.
You think so?
Are matching pajamas.
The Nemec family's in. Matching pajama family.
Yeah. The Nemecs. Now, I was going to say, I think the Nemecs seem like matching pajama family. And how many are we in the, are you and I in the minority of matching pajama families here at the Fan? I mean, are we the only two hosts that don't match pajamas with our family at Christmas?
Interesting. I'm sending Dusty a text right now.
You know what? Yeah, I bet Dirt does it this year, a little Teddy ball game.
See, I see Sprague doing it more than Dirt.
I don't know. I could see the little Johnson family getting into it.
But doesn't it really kind of depend on the wife, too?
It does.
I don't know either.
And I don't,
if they're wives. Who else do we have? That's about it, isn't it?
There's not many.
Who else do we have?
I think you did it.
Wow. Where'd everybody go?
Yeah, I'm willing to wager that Fan Man is...
Joe Fish?
Fish?
Well, Ryan Cooley. I bet Ryan Cooley does.
Oh, 100%.
He's got little kids.
But I never did it. I never did it, even when I did have little kids. But I will, say that I do go Santa hat. I insist on Christmas music and the Yule log while we open presents. And I do love a festive house because I don't like decorating like for Halloween or Thanksgiving or whatever, but I love the Christmas decorations, Christmas lights, the tree, the whole deal. And I usually go earlier than most. Like as soon as Thanksgiving's over, I'm like, let's go Christmas stuff.
Yeah. We have had a lot of Christmas talk lately.
Yeah.
And it's not even Thanksgiving.
No, I
wonder why.
No,
maybe we're all longing for Christmas because we just want to feel good. And
that's my thing is Christmas does make... I just think everyone's in a better mood for the most part on Christmas.
Joyous time of year. Maybe a month. Lasts about a month.
Yeah. And then everyone goes back to being, you know, like... Burr.
Well, I think people get a little... Early in the new year, I think people get a little... You know, you get the New Year's resolutions and everybody's like, okay, okay, this year. And that wears off by... You know, maybe January 12th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say that. That's about right. The 12th. Like,
the weather starts to grind on us, and then by March, we're miserable.
If you're a gym goer, you got to weather about 3 to 4 weeks of the...
Is January the most popular month at a gym?
It's unbelievable.
But not even close.
No. It's like, because most people with the gym, you go, I go to two different gyms, but I'm there every day, basically the same time. And... Come January 1, there will be a 30% increase in the times you go, and you'll look around and be like, oh my God, I recognize none of these people. And then by the time February rolls around, you'll never see any of those people again. And it's always weird, and you try to be helpful, but it's usually people that don't really know what they're doing. So it's a lot of zombie wandering and you know, it's a rough time. It's a rough time if you're a regular gym goer. January is a rough spot. In fact, I know people that go to the gyms that try to take a couple weeks off in January to kind of let it blow over.
So probably summer is the slowest time.
Summer is the slowest.
Weather's nice.
Yeah, everyone's out.
Everybody's traveling.
Yeah, because then
running outside.
Yeah, there's ebbs and flows. So at the beginning of the year, you get the big rush, and then it dies down. And then you get the month before summer, everyone rushes back in because they think they're going to get in shape for summer. And then the summer hits, then everyone's busy, and the gym's dead because everyone wants to be outside. And then it picks up again right as you kind of get into the cold weather. People go back inside, and then it dies over the holidays because we're just eating in fat and sassy. It's a roller coaster.
Well, we've gotten to nothing I had planned here, but sometimes that's the club.
That is what happens.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just remember this year, everybody, make sure you take a lot of photos that you can show everyone else how merry and happy you are and how your life and family is better than theirs.
Just another form of celebration, Jason.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, a good strategy or not? That's the next story.
Now I need to know what the strategy is. I'm excited.
Yep. It involves human bones.
Well, see, I think we've got a fan man response.
What'd he say? The people want to know.
Yep, we have.
Matching, are they matching PJ family?
He says he does push back. It's ridiculous to buy new pajamas for our family every year.
Hallelujah.
But they have done
they
it.
They do it.
See, we've only done the one set, though. We don't do new set every year.
It's
only
been the bubble. The kids grow, though.
He says now the grandparents buy the kids' PJs.
Oh, nice.
And they call it good. So
that's probably
the kids
where we're headed
have
to.
Matching PJs.
It sounds like the kids matching PJs every year, and then the fan man and his wife probably have the same.
The one.
The one set. So.
You called that.
Yeah. Trust me. Yeah. They're a very wholesome clan. And Dusty he's a traditional guy. You knew.
Yeah, but isn't she like kind of Russian?
I don't think she's kind of Russian. I think her family is Russian, but you know they have Christmas over there too.
Well, I know, but she does. She seems like more of a like, hey, let's all go shoot guns instead of.
Nah, they have a lot of. They have a nice. If you've ever been over to the Hara household or seen any of that, they always take nice family photos, and that's really.
Well, they're a good looking family.
They're a good looking family.
They should take photos.
They should.
They almost look like a family that could be in one of those.
Yeah, picture frames.
Like picture frames.
Yeah, they're a bank couple. You know, they're in a bank commercial.
But don't you dare post those on social or Suk will think you're stupid.
Yeah, Suk will judge you like he does about everything else. God, it's so obnoxious.
Mm-hmm. It really is when everyone posts and then is like, please like my family. Please, 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 please.
All right, so we'll get to that. Coming up, we've got human skull news. Ooh, next.
What about the fan personality matching PJs?
What do you mean, like our faces?
Oh, you guys should have them. Like, kind of like your matching camping
look.
What
if I got us matching PJs for the show for the holiday seasons? Would we wear them?
I'd rock them, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Not so stupid now, is it?
Can we post them on Instagram?
Here's my...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, I apologize. I said I was excited about this Philadelphia Washington game. Ugh.
It's a close game?
It's close.
I told you.
You called it. Dude,
7-3.
7-3 right now. And
a rock fight for the top of the division.
Yeah, and it's about what you would think. And yes, Jalen Hurts, it's not good. It's not good.
Primetime New Mexico, where as many as 20 human skulls were found in a home after the man who lived there tossed bones out of a car while hitching a ride.
What?
Good strategy?
Can't say that's a...
Well, I mean, you're not in your own vehicle, so I guess if someone sees it, they're going to maybe trace that other vehicle, although the person that's driving you now sees you throwing bones out of the vehicle.
Yeah, that does seem problematic.
There was somebody... excuse me. The driver claims that the passenger, who was eventually identified as a man named Cecil Venezuela... Hmm.
That sounds fake, by
Sorry.
The way.
Cecil Villanueva.
It's like Joe Vegas was caught earlier today.
Made alarming statements and threw items from his vehicle, some of which appeared to be human bones. Now, can you tell if it's human bones? You know, like if you're chucking a...
Like a femur?
Maybe a femur you could, but like what if it's like just a little, like a vertebrae or something?
Probably not. I mean, it'd be hard. If it was just a individual bone and not part of something, you would struggle to know. You would know it was something big. You know it wouldn't be a dog or whatever, but if you had like a human finger or something, yeah, that'd probably be, you know, it'd be hard to identify. Skull, you certainly could. Be like, hey, I know what that
hey,
is.
Hey, wait.
They're eating the dogs.
Who was that? Police searched the area near a convenience store. They found bone fragments that a pathologist later confirmed as human. Authorities executed then a search warrant on the home of the following day and found additional bone fragments, including part of a skull and jawbone. They said 10 to 20 human skulls were discovered during a second search of the house 3 days later.
Yeah, can I say that if you do have a bunch of human skulls and whatnot, my guess is you've probably killed some people. Maybe not alert people to your presence by throwing said bones out of a car.
So, well, not a good strategy.
No, it seems poor. Now, to be fair, I've never tried to hide murder or evade capture in this sort of way, but it just doesn't seem like that's a solid strategy. Like, you've gotten away with it up until this point. Are you like trying to taunt the cops and be like, hey, check this out? Just doesn't seem like a good idea, like wearing Christmas pajamas.
Well, they're also
just seems like a poor idea.
He's in custody, but they're saying that investigators think he actually bought the skulls.
Oh.
Online.
Hmm. You can do that?
You can.
I can buy human bones. And if so, what does a human bone cost me?
Text your girl Jody.
Yeah. Well, I know you can buy like medical schools and stuff can buy cadavers and stuff, but I don't know if I can buy... Can I buy a dead body?
Ooh. Good question.
Dead human. I don't know how that
I don't
works.
Think you could. Like, why would, unless somebody was selling it privately?
Yeah, it says right here. In almost every state, it is legal for anyone, even if they do not have training, to sell human remains of adults.
It is legal?
Yeah. It says few rules mean few consequences when bodies are mistreated.
Well, it's like kind of a personal, it's a disgusting one, but a personal choice, right? Like,
yeah, I'm here, and there's a article called The Body Trade.
And you could say the deceased wanted it this way. I mean, even though they probably didn't.
But. Yeah, it says right here, I'm looking here. Almost anyone can buy and dissect and sell the dead. I had no idea. I assumed that there had to be some sort of medical license.
Well, how do you...
But
the hard part is finding someone who'd be willing to sell you their granny, you know? Like, who's selling their loved ones' bodies?
I think a lot of people.
You think so?
People are awful. You care to guess what a human body is going for in decent condition?
Ooh. What do you mean decent condition? They're dead.
Well, like, it's not all
like
mangled.
Like, it hasn't decomposed.
It hasn't decomposed. It's not mangled. Now you can't sell organs.
We talking dark web?
No. This is all
legal.
This is all on the up and up.
That is a really fascinating question. Yeah, okay,
it's
so you
non-transplant tissue. So like that you can't do. You can't sell a kidney. You can't sell a heart.
Why?
Because then that gets into like, you know, the waiting lists, and that is you cannot do that.
Waiting lists.
Yes. Okay. Selling hearts, kidneys, tendons, anything like that is illegal because there's a waiting list. Otherwise, rich people would always have hey, I need a heart transplant. Cool. I'm rich. You're not. I get the heart. That's not the way that works. But no federal law governs the sale of cadavers or body parts for use in research and education. And they put those in quotation marks because there's you can basically make up anything you want. You could say that you're using it for your own education at your house, and as long as you say it's for education and not for necrophilia.
Right. Wow.
Which, by the way, apparently, I'm reading this is on Reuters.
Isn't it Reuters?
Or is it Reuters?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently this is, unfortunately, part of it is some people are buying these for...
Well, yeah, we don't need to get into that. But it is
from the article.
It is legal, and so it has a price on there?
Yes, there is a price. It says, and this is from Angela MacArthur, who directs the body donation program at the University of Minnesota Medical School. And she says, quote, the current state of affairs is a free-for-all.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. What an
industry. What, did you ever do I think you and I have talked about this. Buck, did you ever do the cadaver lab at Oregon?
No.
I did, yes.
One of the coolest things that I ever got to do in college. I know that sounds terrible. That's not a good way to say that. I thought the cadaver lab...
Yes.
In...
it's the most interesting class I've ever taken.
Human, I guess it would be...
Gross human anatomy.
Yeah, human anatomy, which was a very tough course.
Yes.
Because it's just rote memory of all that stuff.
Yep.
But the cadaver lab was so freaking awesome.
I mean, I find that stuff fascinating. In high school, I dissected a frog and a cow's eye and stuff like that, but not like human cadaver stuff.
It's just interesting. But
I'm curious what demand is like. And supply.
It sounds like it's a lot.
It's huge. This, again, from the same article.
If there's a lot of demand.
Big market for dead bodies.
Okay, so that means the price is higher than I would have thought. Most of them are donated to, like, universities and stuff.
Yes.
They don't have to pay for those.
Yes, it says in here, it says, the need for human bodies is absolutely vital for medical research and stuff. And they are, the schools want there to be regulations because they're having to compete with, you know, the ne'er-do-wells out there that want them for whatever. So the schools actually go out and solicit donors.
Yeah. Yeah, because so it's obviously expensive enough that the schools don't want to pay for them.
Yes.
I'm going to say $30,000.
I was going to go $50K.
No, it is not.
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
How much?
So depending on where you're at, and so younger bodies are more coveted than older bodies.
Don't.
Why is that?
Just stop. Shut up.
You want to guess which?
Shut up.
You want to guess which is more expensive, male or female?
No. Stop.
Just
how much?
Stop. It varies. It varies.
Just give me an average, will you?
Which is more expensive, male or female?
Well, the female's more expensive.
Female's more expensive. God,
I hate this show.
So you can.
How much?
You can get a male for around $3,000.
Wow.
A female will run you closer to $5,000. And if it's in pristine young condition, it will top $10,000.
See, I was gonna go like $12,000 before I thought the demand was high. I'm stunned that you can get a body for $3,000.
All of this is blowing my mind.
Yeah,
I had no idea that was a thing.
You can get. By the way, you can buy it in sections. If you just want a torso with legs, you can get that for $3,500.
You get a little discount.
If you just want a head, that'll run you about $500. Hey, the best bang
you can
for
buy a human head for $500.
$500
intact.
Intact.
That's crazy.
Who does that? Like, who takes the? Then who is in charge of just severing the head? You know. Like, do you take it to a head severer?
You can do it yourself. I mean, there is no rules. Like,
yeah, but then you'd have to buy the whole body.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, people buy the bodies and then they broker them. So there are body brokers.
Oh,
that's where Sook fits in.
Yeah, so we could get into this business.
Well, I'm not in this. I don't want to.
So it's $500 for a head. Although, look, I'm thinking the head may be the biggest bang for your buck. So $500 for a
Sook's
head.
Got ideas for this industry.
He's loving this.
A foot. $350.
What's the cheapest?
I'm looking here.
A finger, a little digit.
You can get a hand. Looks like you can get a hand.
What's an ear going to cost me?
A what?
An ear.
That it doesn't say on here. They just have it down into feet, hands, head, torso. Not bad. You don't get the skull with it, but $300 for a spine.
Yeah, that's what I need. Is a spine.
Does that do anything for you?
No.
I thought that was kind of a good price. I mean, a spine costs less than a foot.
Now, can I ask a another question, a more maybe a more morbid question, but the people who have died, mm-hmm. do they want this?
Okay, so again, I'm just reading through this.
Or do they just not care?
And
or?
It sounds like some of this comes from the family can't afford to pay for funeral costs.
Okay, that yeah, that crossed my mind.
Some of this is the dead's wishes that they don't want to burden the family.
Yeah.
And some of this is derelicts that are, you know, homeless people and whatnot. And then it looks like the other one, unfortunately, is sometimes families that aren't really close to the relatives, but they have charge of the body. Once they find out that you can get money for this, they're like,
yeah.
Screw grandma.
And, wow. Yeah. Screw grandma.
And morticians, I guess, are part of this, too. So the brokers, it's a whole industry here. The brokers pay morticians referral fees.
Mm-hmm.
So if a mortician, so you go to a mortician and the mortician's like, hey, if you know, this is going to run you $5,000. And the people are like, oh my God, that mortician would be like, well, you can pay me $5,000 and obviously I'll take care of it. Or you can make some money.
Give me a cut of all the...
Yes, and the mortician will take, depending on whether it's the whole body or parts, the mortician gets anywhere from $300 to $1,400 for referring the the dead family to the broker. Dang, wow. It's a whole industry.
Mind blown.
Yes. And by the way, the morticians, I guess some of these guys are like raking it in.
All right, we got to go. We got to wrap it up next. Andrew Nemec coming up in 10 minutes on The Fan. All right, well, we got to run.
Dude, this article is bananas. By the way, this whole body,
there's more.
There is so much more to this. I guess they're saying now that less and less people are getting buried, and mortuaries are saying cremations aren't paying the bills anymore. Mm-hmm. So more and more mortuaries are turning to this, and a lot of times they're not even telling the family. They're just having them.
Oh, no.
They're having basically sign over the body and be like, basically, we'll take care of everything. And
that's got to be illegal.
No, it's not. They get them to
that's
sign.
That's got to be illegal.
No, they get them. Once you sign the waiver and the body goes over and they give them a couple $100 or their expenses.
But if they sign it with the idea that the body's being cremated?
No, it's not. Like, they're just saying, hey, we'll take care of the body, and they're saying, that'll go to research or whatever, and they give the family a couple $100, and then they just go and they're saying this is becoming.
They just pay you a little bit to not care what happens to
yes.
you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's no regulate, like chainsaws are involved, and like, I'm telling you, look up the thing on body brokers.
Big Suit Body Broker coming to a town near you.
Dude, I am floored by some of the stuff I read in that article. And there's no loss.
Care. I'm dead.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. There's money to be made.
You're going
to
enjoy this piece of sexy butt.
One guy in Hawaii that was chastised for it, he goes, you try finding a business where you don't have to pay for any materials. And I was like, ew.
Well, don't you have to pay for...
Yeah, very little.
All right, well, yeah. You guys want to hear
that
about...
On that happy note,
yeah.
Everyone should be wearing matching pajamas for Christmas.
You want to hear about recruiting? I'm guessing that's what he'll talk about next. Andrew Nemec.
I don't think it'll be PJs and bodies.
Hot cadaver talk.
He's got a head shake.
He loves it. All right, that's next. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.